Good to have you with us this evening, Yuka. So there's been severe disruption to Eurostar services and other high-speed train services here in France caused by the theft of rail cables.
Well, Sharon, Eurostar services between the UK and the EU were restored late in the afternoon after a chaotic day of delays and cancellations, with dozens of TGV high-speed trains in northern France also affected. The major disruption was caused by the theft of a huge section of railway cable used for signalling. According to the French railway operator SNCF, more than 600 metres of them were stolen overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday outside the city of Lille. Maintenance workers started reconnecting the severed cables at 3 in the morning. For Eurostar, it was a second day of disruption in a row, as there had also been two fatal separate incidents along the same line on Tuesday. The stolen wires are made of copper. The price of the commodity has risen by more than 10% over the past year.
These are signal cables that are mainly used for pointers, which direct trains onto the tracks. There are 14 pairs of wire, so 28 in total, and each pair enables a command. Repairing them one by one is extremely meticulous work. These are copper cables, so they're made of a metal that's sought after for resale.
Moving on, Yuka, Tesla sales plunged for a fifth straight month here in Europe.
And Tesla shares also fell sharply this Wednesday on the stock market following fresh data from the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. It showed that Tesla sold a slightly less than 13,900 units in May in the EU, Britain and the European Free Trade Association, down nearly 28% from the same month last year. Its share of the European auto market shrank to 1.2% from 1.8% a year earlier. Elon Musk's EV company has been facing a backlash over his stint in politics, and consumers also turned to cheaper Chinese cars, as the association analysed.
And meanwhile, China is hosting a big economic conference dubbed the Summer Davos. Ongoing geopolitical trade tensions high on everyone's mind there.
The World Economic Forum in China kicked off on Tuesday and is continuing for another 2 days with business leaders and government officials attending from around the world. China's Premier Li Qiang gave a keynote address today, warning that global trade tensions are intensifying. Others are also voicing concern that ongoing conflicts would slow economic growth. Luke Schrager has more.
From tariffs and trade barriers to global conflict, all have cast a long shadow over this year's World Economic Forum in the Chinese port city of Tianjin.
It is the most complex geopolitical and geoeconomic backdrop we've seen in decades. I think the jury is still out, but the traditional globalization we saw is now changed into a different system.
Just what that system could ultimately look like will depend on to what extent the world is still able to rise above its differences. It's certainly something China seems to aspire to, positioning itself as the flag bearer for free trade following Washington's new binary approach.
In times when the global economy faces difficulties, what we need is not the law of the jungle, where the weak fall prey to the strong, but cooperation and mutual success for a win-win outcome.
Even so, China has its problems, notably sluggish growth held back by a slump in consumer spending and worsened by an ongoing trade war with the United States. Beijing optimistically expects 5% growth this year, thinking it can find a way to both unlock gains through its vast domestic consumer market through structural reform and maintain the principal driver of its economy, manufacturing and exports. That may be harder than expected, with pauses on Washington's so-called reciprocal levies due to expire on July the 9th, and once close trading partners left to wonder on which side of the US's new unpredictability they'll fall.
So, Yuka, how are the markets then today?
Well, global stock markets appear to have taken a breather after 2 days of big moves as investors continue to monitor a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wall Street shares ended the day pretty flat, with all three indexes hanging near their closing highs. The Dow Jones ended slightly in the red. The Nasdaq made small gains, as you can see. In the oil market, crude prices somewhat stabilized after plunging around $10 a barrel over the past 2 days. Both Brent and the WTI are up more than a percent, but that... still well below where they were before Israel launched initial attacks on Iran on June the 13th. And that's it from the Business Desk.
You can thank so much for all of that.